directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Welcome to the February 8th edition of Dromotext. Tonight on the show, we're going to present the work, a long piece by the late Caribbean Barbadian poet Edward Camau Braithwaite. Born in 1930, he passed away in February of 2020. He was widely considered to be one of the major voices in the Caribbean literary canon. He was a former professor of literature at the comparative literature at the New York University. He was also the winner of the 2006 Griffin Poetry Prize. Tonight we're going to hear an hour-long present, about 51 minutes of his major works. So, without further ado, here's Camau Braithwaite.
The concerns of the epicenter is the loss of words, cultural words, and epic pieces by contemporary cultures that are lost because we don't have the capacity to save the works through recordings, and because many times the Western epics supersede the Third World epics to such an extent that there isn't enough energy or interest in those of us who have the capacity to save words to go to the places where these poems and epics are being spoken and sung to save them. I have called an epic, in my own definition, a long narrative describing the origin, nature, and destiny of a race, group, tribe, nation, or gender, depicting a hero or heroic ideal, and incorporating the cultural worldview. Camau Braithwaite, a long narrative from Barbados to the University of the West Indies in Jamaica, from the British Commonwealth to post-colonial self-rule, Harrison College, University of Barbados, Pembroke College, University of Cambridge, University of Sussex, Ghana, St. Lucia, University of Mysore in India, Togoland, Belgium, Cuba. His epic poem, The Arrivance, incorporates the cultural pain and victory of the coming of black people to the Americas, to the Caribbean. And he's just arrived back with us from a trip to Jamaica, where he has collected, as far as I know, the largest collection of poetry in English written by Caribbean writers, a magnificent library. Hurricane Gilbert took the roof off of his house, and a mudslide has gone through the collection. And I am struggling, as it were, for a different kind of introduction than what I had planned. I had to think of lost words again, and thinking of the Library of Alexandria, the long attempt to keep the words of a people from being destroyed, and through accidents and through design, so many of them are lost. I thought, rather than trying to summarize his work for you, I would read for you his own self-introduction. This is a small piece he wrote when he heard of the hurricane, which I'm just going to read a few pieces from. What can I say? What can I do? I had written the whole Holocaust in a story a few weeks before. a pain in the room of my head, which was on fire and being pillaged by looters. As soon as I saw that storm come out of the sea just south of Puerto Rico, I knew this was it. This was the dream. This was the horror. And there was nothing, 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 nothing I could do about it. I tried to get in touch with those that I could get in touch with. They seemed casual, unconcerned. Sunday morning, before church, when I phoned my sister, she was pretending that she didn't know what was going on, or the tenants left a few days before, and there is no one up there. Well, Harry the gardener is supposed to be there, but I'm sure he's not. I can't get through on the phone. Phone Pat Bryan. Phone Miss Bev. She had planned to go. Did she go? Was she up there? Could she get down? Where was she? Try to find out. There's still time. As far as I know, nothing more was done. Who cares about Irish Town? What is Irish Town? Irish Town is one of the largest and most important archives of Caribbean literature and culture in the Caribbean. It contains a record, since I keep almost everything, a record of one of our writer's progress, drafts, unpublished manuscripts, letters, diaries, artifacts, books, 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 the largest collection of Caribbean poetry in the world, records, all going back to 1949. You have to be concerned with the sources of a poet's inspiration and try to protect, care for, as best you can, those sources, his or her health, well-being, comfort, but above all, the archives, that written record of his, her life, history, art. Because if you can applaud him, her, as he stands before you, if you can congratulate him, her, if, as I assume, you feel that he, she has something important to say, to contribute, then you've got to be concerned with the whole thing. Don't wait until you hear that so-and-so is dying of whatever, that so-and-so ain't got no money, cast away in him garret or ghetto. Don't wait until you hear that a fire or flood destroy Brathwaite House to say you feel sorry and start running around about what to do, how we can help. As far as I can see, our Carib culture is too much a reaction, if not reactionary, plantation culture. We are not prepared to foresee, to forestall, to help in that real way. We prefer to help after the accident, after the death, after the hurricane, so that everyone can see what we're doing and how much we're doing. I call that a John Crow scavenger culture. Did you get out? Where were you, my love, and the baby? And of course, I have to sit here helplessly, not hearing, not know a thing. Kamau Brathwaite.
I told Cara Livia that this evening, in honor of the epicenter, I'm going to read without any comment. I'm going to read from the trilogy. I'm going to read certain sequences of the poems, and I expect them to speak for themselves. And it was as though, after indescribable, nearly mortal effort, and this is from James Baldwin, after grim years of fasting and prayer, after the loss of all he had, and after having been promised by the Almighty that he had paid the price and no more would be demanded of his soul, which was harbored now, it was as though in the midst of his joyful feasting and dancing, crowned and robed, a messenger arrived to tell him that a great error had been made and that it was all to be done again. Out of this roar of innumerable demons, hot cinema Tarzan sweat, rolling mothball eyes, yellow teeth, cries of claws, slashes, clanks, a faint high pallor, dust, oceans rolling over the dry sand of the savannah, your houses, homes, warm still with the buffalo's milk, bladder of elephant, tusk of his stripped tree, sing soft clicks. But the barracks, the dark, dark barks of the shark boys, the cool juice of Soweto, out of this dust they are coming. Our eyes listen out of rhinoceros thunder, darkness of lion, the whale roar stomping in heaven, that black-bellied night of hell and hallelujah, when all the lights of anger flicker, 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 and we know somewhere there is rail fire. Basuto, Moktetti, Namibia, Azania, Shaka the Zulu, Kenyatta the Shatterer, the Maasai wandering into the everlasting shadow of Jah. Daughters, lost daughters, bellowing against bullhorn and cleghorn, bellowing against bagwart and the searchlights of dogs, bellowing against crick and the kick in the stomach, the acrid wretch against the teeth, bellowing against Malan, Malan, Malam, Malan, and Boer, and Borek, and Bortrek, and truckloads of metal, helmet, and fusil, and the hand grenade, and acid roads, and the diamonds of Oppenheimer, the opulence of Vortreschers, the grass striders. Suddenly, like that fire that crows in Johannesburg, you were there, torn, in tears, tatters, tatters. But the eyes glittered, and the fist, clenching around that scream of your mother, bled into a black head of hammers, and the light fell howl on Soweto. The night fell howl on Soweto. And we who had failed to listen all those footsteps, who had given you up like a torn paper package, your heroes burning in your homes, rising from your dust bowls, flaring from the sky. Listen now as the news items lengthen, gathering like hawks, looking upward like the leopard, plunging into the turmoil like the constrictor. And that crouch, shot, shout out against that beast and pistol. The police who shot Patrice, who castrated Kemathi, and clattering, 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 the Welt's gun metal's wings rise from their last supper, their hunger of bones. Bomba, bomba, bomba. And the Daniels sing, Shambashini Jaksane, ay, ay, oh, ay, ay, Jajagwani, oh, Jajagwani, oh. Shamba sheni jatsa nyeri nyaniya ja ja shani o. And we are rowing out to sea, where the woman lived, with her pipe and her smoke shack and her tea in the teapot, tankard of hopes, herbs. And we are rowing out to sea, where there were farms, and our farmers laid waste the land to make honey. We are the bells of the land. Shamba shani laksaneya jaja guaniye. Dominant, lit by lantern and lamp, damp, dominant, ash, can, kerosene glow, candle and glare, dominant, hitting the head of the handbill, drumming it, his school book, but to learn blood, what is blood, but to bless, dream, what is dream, but that hill now under the ocean and the pages splashed with his blood, and that bullet, a hero, Herrera. Once the Germans destroyed every sperm in your village, every man who could walk, every nim going into the moon and nam of his manhood. They stripped skin and made catapults. Skulls were their pelmets upon the wall, and the torn feet slacked and stacked and stregged. Rubbish heap, dog howl, cenotaph. And for days there was stench over the grasslands, and for months there was silence upon the trees. Cow, goat, udder, manyata, Bantustan upon the land. And then it was gone, like all hero, Herrera, like your canoe upon the land, walking back down now from the shores of Kikuyu water, washing back down now from Swahili laughter, Zimbabwe, Kinshasa, Limpopo, always Limpopo, the limper, the healer. He comes down from the ruins of the north, from the lakes of the Luo, from the sunlights and sunrise of the east, as ancient as Sheba, as wise as the pharaohs, as holy as the early morning mists of Ethiopia. And I, man, take long time to reach here, but a bomb, boop, boom, and the Limpopo drop down, boop, and the dread come, and the wreckage soon done, soon. Soweto, we have waited so long for this signal, this howl of your silence, this heat of Herrera, this hero. And I beheld the great beast strangled, howling in its own chains, limping, led by the fetlocks, and the opulence ceaseless, and the guns shattered and silent. Bongo mana come, Bongo mana come. Bergadong. 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 And we rise, mushroom, crow, Kilimanjaro, silvers of eagle, tears, savannas, unzingas of rivers, collapsible mountains, and the unutterable metal of the volcano, rising, 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 burning, soon, 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 Soweto, Bongo Mana, come. Bongo Mana, come. Bergadong. 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 So drum, skin, whip, lash, master sun's cutting edge of heat, taut surfaces of things I sing, I shout, I groan, I dream about, dust, glass, grit, the pebbles of the desert, sand shift. Across the scorched world, water ceases to flow. The hot wheel caravan's carcasses rot. Camels wrecked in their own shit resurrect butterflies that dance in the noon without hope of a morning. Soon, rock elephant-hided boulders dragged in now dry riverbeds, death's valleys. Here clay cool coal clings to glass, creates clinks, silica glitters, children of stars. Here cool dew falls in the evening, blackbirds blink on the tree stump, ravished with fire, ruined with its gold. Build now the new villages. You must mix spittle with dirt, dung to saliva and sweat. Round mud walls will rise in the dawn, walled cities arise from savanna and rock riverbed, O Kano, Bamako, Gao. But populations of flies arise from the cattle tongues, blood-sucking trypanosoma, milk curdles in udder, in nipple, in mouth, flies nibble and ulcer, tight silver back swarms bringing silence, the slender proboscis of rot. In the hot harmattan, dead bodies settle and quiver, given up to the blanket that covers and warms from the heat of the final cold, until suddenly burst the black buzzing zones that were silence, swirl through the sunlight, the left festering flesh they had covered, runneled and holed like dust under raindrops, soil under rain. But no rain comes while the flesh rots, while the flies swarm. But across the dried out gut of the waterbed, look, the trees are cool, their leaves are green, there burns the dream of a fountain, garden of odors, soft alleyways. So build, build, build again the new villages. You must mix spittle with dirt, dung to saliva and sweat making mortar, leaf work for the roof and vine tendrils. But square frames crack, wood rots, smooth mortar too remains mortal, trapped in its own salt, its unstable foundations of water. So grant God that this house will stand the four winds, the season's alterations, the explorations of the worm. Grant God a clear release from thieves, from robbers, and from those that plot and poison while they dip into our dish. Grant too warm fires, good wives, and grateful children. But the two warm fire flames, flames burn, scorch, crack, consume the dry leaves of the hothouse. Flames trick the season's worms or neighbor's treacheries or bars or bolts or prayers or dogs or God. Flame, that red idol, is our power's thunder. Flames fashion wood with powder, iron, long iron runs to swords, to spears, to burnished points that stall the wild, the eyes, the whinnyings. Flame is our God, our last defense, our peril. Flame burns the village down. Helpless like this, leaderless like this, heroless, we met you, lover, warrior, hater. Coming through the files of the forest, soft foot to soft soil of silence, we met in the soiled tunnel of leaves. Click, lock. Your firelock forearm, firearm, flashed fire, and our firm-fleshed, flame-warm, fly-bitten warriors fell. How long, O Lord, O devil, O fire, O flame, have we walked, have we journeyed to this place, to this meeting, this shock and shame in the soil's silence? How long have we traveled down valleys, down slopes, silica glinted, stones dry as water to this flash of flame in the forest? Oh, who now will help us, helpless, horseless, leaderless, no hope, no Hawkins, no Cortez to come? Prempa imprisoned, Tawia dead, Asantewa bridled and hung. Oh, who now can help us, Geronimo, Taki, Montezuma, to come? And the fire, our fire, fashioning locks, rocks darker than iron. Fire betrayed us once in our village. Now in the forest, fire falls us like birds, hot pods in our belly. Fire falls walls, fashions these fire locks darker than iron. And we file down the path, linked in a new clinked silence of iron. It will be a long, long time before we see this land again, these trees again, drifting inland with the sound of surf, smoke rising. It will be a long, long time before we see these farms again, soft, wet, slow green again. Aburi, Aquamu, mist rising. Watch now these hard men, cold, clear-eyed like the water we ride, skillful with sail and the rope and the tackle. Watch now these cold men, bold as the water banging the bow in a sudden wild tide, indifferent it seems to the battle of wind in the water. For our blood, mixed soon with their passion in sport, in indifference, in anger, will create new soils, new souls, new ancestors, will flow like this tide fixed to the star by which this ship floats, to new worlds, new waters, new harbors. The pride of our ancestors mixed with the wind and the water, the flesh and the flies, the whips, and a fixed fear of pain in this chained and welcoming port. They call me Uncle Tom and mock me. These, my children, mock me. They hate the hat in hand, the one-roomed God I praise. Winds raise the flat-roofed house each harvest time, each southern soft September. Hey, uncle, wanna see what God in heaven bought for me? One pink-haired rat, thick knuckle-headed land, one plot, you know, one bloody plot, one cow, one dog, one fucking plow that only works one way, a snotty pond in which my children play leapfrog, frog's habitat, a sniffing mouse won't touch the best we have to offer it, and yet there was a time we kept our state on golden stools, remember? Yes, I remember. But what good is recollection now, my own mock me? My own seed, ruined on this rock of God, struggled to strike me. And what need my story in these fields, where these cartwheels turn over heart, crush hard or hurt, destroy the roots of love with pain? Boss man makes rules. Who works? Who jerks the rope? Who rips the patient dirt? Boss man makes rules, I am his patient mule. Boss man rates gain, I am his living vein of sustenance, his corn, his meal, his grain. Boss man lacks pride, so hides his fear of fear and darkness in the whip. Boss man lacks pride, I am his hide of darkness. Bide the black times, Lord. Hide my heart from the lips that spit, from the hate that grips the sweating flesh, the whips that rip so wet, so red, so fresh. So come quick. Cattle train, lick the long rails. Choo-choo, Chattanooga, pick the long trail to town. Come, come, bugle train, come quick, bugle train. Quick, quick, bugle train. Black boogie-woogie wheels, fat boogie-woogie wagons. Rat-tat-tat on the flat-out whispering rails. On the quick-click boogie-woogie, hooey boogie-woogie. Long, long, boogie-long, hooey long journey to town. Ever seen a man travel more, seen more lands than this poor, landless, harborless spade? Egypt in Africa, Mesopotamia, Meroe the Nile, silica glass and brittle Sahara, Timbuktu, Gao, the hills of Ahafo, winds of the Niger, Kamasi and Khyber, down the coiled Congo and down that black river that tides us to hell. Hell in the water, brown boys of Bushongo, drowned in the blue and the bitter salt of the wave-gullied Ferdinand Sea. Soft winds to San Salvador, Christopher, Christ, and no Noah or dove to promise us, grim though it was, the simple salvation of love. And so it was Little Rock, Dallas, New Orleans, Santiago de Cuba, the miles of unfortunate islands, the saints and the virgins, Louverture's Haiti, ruined by greed and the slow growing green of its freedom, Golden Guyana, Potaro, leaping in light liquid amber in Macanaima's perpetual falls. And as if the exhaustion of this wasn't all, Egypt, Meroe, the Congo and all. In the fall we reached Detroit, Chicago and Denver, and then it was New York selling newspapers in Brooklyn and Harlem, then Cape Town and Rio. Remember how we took Paris by storm, Sartre, Camus, Picasso and all. But where are the dreams of that bug-happy, trash-holstered tropical bed when Uncle Tom lived and we cursed him? This, the New Deal, for we black grinning jacks, lights big like bubbies, but we still in shacks. In a little shanty town, was on a night like this, girls were sitting down around the town like this. Some were young and some were brown, I even found a miss, who was black and brown and really did the twist. Watch her move her wrist and feel your belly twist. feel the hunger thunder when her hip bones twist, try to hold her, keep her under while the jukebox hiss, twist the music out of hunger on a night like this. Brother man, the Rasta man, beard full of lichen, brain full of lice, watch the mice come up through the floorboards of his dung tongue, shanty tongue kitchen, and smiled. Blessed are the poor in health, he mumbled, that they should inherit this wealth. Blessed are the meek hearted, he grumbled, for theirs is this stealth. Brother man, the Rasta man, hair full of lichen, head hot as ice, watch the mice walk into his porthole, reached for his piece and the pipe of his ganja, and smiled how the mice eyes, hot pumice pieces, glowed into his room like ruby, like rhinestone, and suddenly startled like diamond. And I, Rastafari, in Babylon's boomtown, crazed by the moon and the peace of this chalice, I, prophet and singer, scourge of the gutter, guardian trench tongue, the dungle and young's tongue, rise and walk through the now silent streets of affliction, hawk's eyes hard with fear, with affection, and hear my people cry, my people shout, dung, dung, white man, con man, brown man, dung, dung, full man, frowning fat man, that white black man that lives in the town. Rise, rise, locks man, Solomon, wise man, rise, 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 let me laugh them, mock them, stop them, kill them and go back, back to the black man land, back, back to Africa. Them don't mean it, you know. Them can't help it. But them clean-faced bungs in Babylon town is who I most fear and who fears most I. Watch the vulture them a-flying. Hear the crow them crow. See what them money a-buy? Caw, 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 caw. Old crow, cruel old crow. That's all them got to show. Crow fly flip-flop, hip-hop on the ground. Now feet feel firm from the firm stones. Now good pickney bone from the flesh of them bones. No, 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 no. So beat them, drums them, spread them, wings them, watch them, fly them, soar them, hide them, clear in the glory of the Lord. Watch them, ship them, come to tongue them, full of soup them, full of food them, and then plane them, come to ground them, full of flash them, full of cash them, soup them, food them, shoe them, wine them, duck them, drink them, and consume them, praising the glory of the Lord. So beat them, burn them, learn them that them got them nothing but them bright, bright baubles that will burst them, then deflame them from on high them, raise and roar them, and depour them, rise and rage them in the glory of the Lord. But for this stone of this island to be bombed by this wind and all this water, oh long shore, late night, duppy Kingston nights, wood has become so useless, stripped, wet, fragile, broken, totally uninhabitable with what you must still build. A half a million shaved off from the rotten block, curled and cut off from the stock, without even that sweet scent of resin on a good day. Oh, Savior, Savior, Savlamar. Wasted all wasted, wasted, wasted. The 500 years of Columbus dragging us here, and the 3,300 years before that across valley and dune, dry river bed, gully and wadi, slipstream of sandstorm, salt, mineral glint and quartz cutting the soles of my foot, gold in the harrowed face of the wrecked rock, gold in what will become leaf, branch, eucalyptus, cocoa tree, odum, treniduru, chikichiki, even the evening mangrove at Golokwati, Krachi, and Pong, and the spider, Arachne, Anansi, the sweet of your arms at Anum. And all this, reduced to all this so little, so almost nothing, in the shattered cess of the storm, all this in the ceaseless, like ceaseless drip, drip, drip from the sky of my roof, with the rafters of star rock glistening all through the long nightmare, glimmering up from the valleys of Marley's and old Marcus Garvey's children, clamoring, clamoring, clamoring over the landsliding mountain, like ceaseless, like ceaseless, like senseless, like Orlando Patterson's children of Sisyphus, clamoring out of the ghetto. And what more can I tell you? What more can I tell you on this afternoon of electric bronze? That the winds came, 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 came straight on, and then began to wheel in circles, screaming like Ezekiel from the blue quiet moon of its storm, and that the valley of destruction filled with buzz like kite tails wilding, tug and tear and rip and tatter up, and like old women laughing, children screaming, and they were really screaming. Let me tell you, as the whole house floated down that wind with all a board and shingles, the young man on the roof flickering at his zinc sheet scorched with wind, the metal yelping like a kick dog under his hammer, sailing him head over shingles, heels down into Craigton Bottom, and that more wind, gust, scissors howl, copper kettle boiling, boiling, boiling over in your head would wait like a snap or a rat trap or freeze, freeze, frizzle out of your roof and the wood of your walls and the fretwork and the fancy fence and the humble hallelujah railing of your chapel and the round saw's buzz of teeth that will eat all the leaves off the trees, most of the wood off their branches, even the big ones like cotton tree and cedar wood and sinky, and cut the branches off short to a white stubble or stump and frayed out like the end of a chew stick of bomb blast. And what can I tell you but that it was like all this over this island of the dead Arawaks, craters of outflung cherry and guinep like they never knew what hit them, the sacred lignum vitae stunned into a sudden sullenness of olive gray, bananas, windmills broken, all those green flags fallen into tramp, trash, crumpled bandanas, cicadas barely whispering like distant neighbors' cisterns sighing, the wrecked houses of my sisters, wood, broken boxes bulged with sodden clothes, the lamentations of the stars above the broken shingles, no roof hats anywhere, no roof hats anywhere, their zinc sheets crumpled in the earth like handkerchiefs you trample on, and everything you own exposed like mattress stuffing on the broken tilted floor. Only this lonely fowl cock clicking his heraldic head and eye and coxcomb like an electric clock on top the frozen tidal wave of all my savings, mud, floorboards, secret sorrows, passageways of laughter all fallen down, and the moon in the clean now beautiful sky like it don't care, it don't care, it can't care, it can't hear, and all these scars that I had hidden in my closet, in this diary of water for my love, my lover, where I had placed a fern or a withered birthday rose or a bright croton leaf to mark some special page or stage, one of time's arrogant adornments, exposed now like a coin in the sunlight of the slime and vegetable stain still running with the water, like a curse under this abuse of beauty left within me, under my forked foot, footprint, limp. Which limps across the land of 500,000 homeless on this night, in this one third world of flickering fires, candles, lanterns, sighs, sudden clamoring fingers of thieves, fingers of faces that eat, that must eat, that must drink, that must sleep in the damp and open their faces again like a wet leaf tomorrow, despite any sodden of sorrow. And that last song, softly at first and slowly out of the valley, smoke, trail, song, cicada-like whisper, but from skin, not echoing shell, from bone, not timbrel of pestilence. Song, at last, song, from the throats of the 500,000, the hands clasped to bellies of pain and the rocking of Aegon, but song, 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 syllable of circle, pebble of liquid contralto, and at last song, the one beat downbeat of the bass and its boom into memory's tunnel, at firest first the dead captains a moan, and then the great rebels, Taki and Tego and Thunder, and the magic of Nanny, oh Nanahema, remember us now, and the river, and the songs of crossing the river, and the Dead Sea, and bells of brass, and more thunder, and Shango, and then it was louder, like clambering, climbing the mountain, my people, since Sumer, since Akkad, since Pharaoh, since Zion, since Western Sahara, since Sahel, since Sahel, since Shaka, since Chad, out of the river, yes, out of the river, yes, out of the dry river bones, yes, savannah, yes, Bakawal, backhand of God, black hand of God, Og, dream, daemon, yes, yes, and ever since Calabar and Sokoto and Goree, already a Bougainvillea, Atlantic island, with all that flesh of burn, of iron scars, and the hurricane dropping its bombs on the green and the flowers and the ghettos and on my hungry Garvey children and their chains and their no claims on no future nor no piss or no past, and flowing west towards the Maya and the Aztecs, Tetamexican. Damrifa. Damrifa Dwe, Damrifa Dwe, Damrifa Dwe, Dwe, Dwe. Whom does death overlook? Whom does death overlook? I am an orphan, and when I recall the death of my father, water from my eyes falls upon me. Damrifa, Damrifa Dwe, Damrifa Dwe, Damrifa Dwe, Dwe, Dwe. I am an orphan, and when I recall the death of my mother, water from my eyes falls upon me. We walk, Nanatano, and it will soon be night. Dam, dam, damerifa, damerifa, dwe, 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 dwe. So on this ground, right within the sound of this white limestone veve, talk of the empty roads, vessels of your head, clay pots, shards, ruins. And on this sailing ground, sprinkled with rum, bitten with the tenor of your open wound, walk, walk, the hooves will come, welcomed by drumbeats into your ridden head. And the horse, cheval of the dead, charade of la mort, tongued with the wind, possession of the fire, possession of the dust, sundered from your bone, plundered from your breast by ice, by chain, by sword, by the east wind, surrenders to you the graven word carved from Olodumare, from Ogun of Alari, from Ogun of Oniri, from Shango, Broom of Thunder, and Dambala, Grand Chemin. And on this ground, trampled with the bull's swathe of whips, where the slaves at the crossroad was a red anthill, eaten by moonbeams, by the holy ghosts of his wounds, the word becomes again a god and walks among us. Look, here are his rags, here is his crutch and his satchel of dreams, here is his hoe and his rude implements. On this ground, on this broken ground.
Well, you've been listening to a presentation, a poem by Edward Kamau Brathwaite, Barbadian poet, considered to be one of the greatest Caribbean poets. It was recorded, the piece was entitled Atumpan, A-T-U-M-P-A-N, and was released in 1989 by Watershed Tapes from the Epicenter in Harvard University, and was discovered on YouTube. And we'll conclude this week's edition with a reading by Kai Kello of one of Brathwaite's poems, A New World Coming. It was from an extraordinary 40-day wake following the passing of Kello Brathwaite in February of last year. So here's Kai Kello reading Edward Kello Brathwaite's poem, New World Coming. We'll be back next week.
This is Kai Kello welcoming you to the last night of 40 Nights of the Voice. This has been an extended wake and tribute to the late poet Kello Brathwaite. And over the past 40 nights, you've seen readings from Kamau's work by poets from around the world. And I would like to thank all of those poets who have so generously contributed their time to this project. There's an extended archive of the readings that can be found on YouTube, and It can also be found on Twitter if you follow the Kamau Brathwaite Remix Engine account, which is at Kamau Remix. I'd also like to thank all of the people who have liked, retweeted, shared, and engaged with the videos over these past 40 nights. And to extend my deepest thanks to friends and collaborators Ronald Cummings, Nalini Mohabir, and Faisal Dean. This is from New World A Comin'. Helpless like this, leader less like this, hero less, we met you. Lover, warrior, hater. Coming through the files of the forest, soft foot to soft soil of silence, we met in the soiled tunnel of leaves. Click, lock, your fire, lock, forearm, fire, arm, flashed fire, and our firm, fleshed, flame, warm, fly-bitten warriors fell. How long, how long, O Lord, O devil, O fire, O flame, have we walked, have we journeyed to this place, to this meeting, this shock and shame in the soiled silence? How long have we traveled down valleys, down slopes, silica-glinted stones, dry as water, to this flash of flame in the forest? Oh, who now will help us? Help less horse, less leader, less no hope, no Hawkins, no Cortez to come. Prempeh imprisoned, Tawiya dead, Asantewa bridled and hung. Oh, who now will help us? Geronimo, Taki, Montezuma to come. And the fire, our fire, fashioning locks, rocks darker than iron. Fire betrayed us once in our village, now in the forest. Fire falls us like birds, hot pods in our belly. Fire falls walls, fashions these fire locks darker than iron. And we filed down the path, linked in a new clinked silence of iron. It will be a long, long time before we see this land again, these trees again, drifting inland with the sound of surf smoke rising. It will be a long, long time before we see these farms again, soft, wet, slow green again, Aburi Akwamu mist rising. Watch now these hard men, cold, clear-eyed like the water we ride, skillful with sail and the rope and the tackle. Watch now these cold men, bold, as the water banging the bow in a sudden wild tide, indifferent, it seems, to the battle of wind in the water. For our blood mixed soon with their passion in sport, in indifference, in anger, will create new soils, new souls, new ancestors, will flow like this tide fixed to the star by which this ship floats, to new worlds, new waters, new harbors. The pride of our ancestors mixed with the wind in the water, the flesh and the flies, the whips and the fixed fear of pain in this chained and welcoming port.
Gem Art Center is pleased to present When Big Man Talk, the exhibit. Come experience a captivating fusion of paintings, photography, an immersive virtual reality experience and more. To kick off the exhibit, Jam Arts is presenting the film African Redemption, The Life and Legacy of Marcus Garvey, screening January 31st at 7 p.m. at the Maison de la Culture Côte des Neiges. Then experience When Big Man Talk, the exhibit, from February 3 to 10 at Galerie Lucie Michel, and after that from February 11 to 14 at the UNIA. For tickets, call 438-507-9258 or head to jam-montreal.com and click Jam Arts Center.
When you hear the words mental illness, what do you think?
I have friends who don't even know that I suffer from depression.
Why don't they know?
Because I'm scared they'll ostracize me if they know, and then they'll abandon me. I don't want to be alone.
You're discriminated against when you have a mental illness. With other illnesses, there's compassion.
It doesn't take much to be diagnosed mentally ill.
Due to an outburst, I was diagnosed...
Black Theater Workshop presents the world premiere of Diggers by Donna Michelle St. Bernard. Abdul and Solomon introduce newbie Bai to the intricacies and dignity of grave digging. But when illness hits their town, they must make the best of a bad situation. Full of song, laughter, tears, and beautiful humanity, Diggers is a tribute to essential workers. Catch Diggers at the Siegel Center Studio from February 1st to the 17th. Get your tickets at siegelcenter.org or call 514-739-7944. More information at blacktheaterworkshop.ca. This is a Black Theater Workshop and Prairie Theater Exchange co-production and CKUT co-presentation.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Ben, and it's Black History Month, so you know we'll be kicking it every Tuesday right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Every Tuesday from 3 to 5, I bring to you Heal, Black Girl Heal, where we discuss some in-depth conversations with those that got some things going on within the Black community. And let's not forget about all of the plentiful activities that you need to keep up to date with. So do not forget, each and every Tuesday for the month of February, right here on CKUT.